Blog Talk Radio. Magic trick, and you might call it Moses when it walks on water. Exposed.
Mike Q.
hold it. Hold it, hold it. floor. Bunny 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 floor.
Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for 100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, 150, Open to All Runway for 250, Open to All Sex Siren, 250, Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and Grand Prize. Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m., $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m., LSF at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance. No liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
Overall Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson present the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and Overall Father Tony Petrucci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrucci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the Kickball and Spades Tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
I now give to you You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
But not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the show for another episode of Tins and Jobs. It's the number one radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom. We're here to recap the Capital Awards Ball, the self-annual Capital Awards Ball. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my shady, shady sister, and she's going to get the shit started.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got that right one in the club, always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Miss Motherfucking Snow?
You already motherfucking know.
What's going on?
Oh, not a motherfucking thing. Just catching up on the tea from the weekend and doing some work and, you know, stuff of that nature.
I know, that's right. To all the girls that's out there, I want to give a big shout out to all the girls that's in the chat room that I see that promotes the show and, you know, and go into different rooms and all the different chat rooms, and they be promoting the Monday night and the Tuesday night and the Wednesday night show. I want to say thank you to y'all girls for promoting the show, because, you know, we've been here for going on 6 years come February. So, you know, I don't do promotional tours anymore, but I definitely want to thank y'all for definitely, you know, promoting it and keeping it out. But y'all really don't have to do that, because the girls already know, honey. But thank y'all for doing it anyway. So we here. It's been a lot. I heard a lot of things about this weekend, honey. Y'all know I'm a shady and controversial bitch, Miss Thing. But before I get into the shade and all the madness and everything that's going on, I want to just let everybody know that I had a wonderful meeting last week Thursday with these producers. And a lot of good things is going to be happening for myself, along with my cousin Naya and Corey and Caesar, and, you know, and everything that's going to be going on. I'm going to be posting a link up on my page and in the different chat rooms that I'm in the next couple of days. And it's going to be a casting call for the show that's going to be coming out. So all you girls that want to be a part of all of this and everything and all the craziness and everything that I give y'all in the aftermath and in the mix and all of that, if you want to be a part of that live, bitch, and, you know, and get yourself on TV and get your, you know, 5 minutes of glory and fame, definitely come out to the casting calls. There's going to be casting calls in New York City. There's going to be casting calls in Atlanta. And in a couple other states, there's definitely going to be casting calls. So, you know, look out for that, because mother's about to blow up. I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Okay? So, you know. And I will definitely, Miss Alexis will be definitely quitting her job, Miss Thang, bitch. You know, she's going to be on the show also, Miss Thang, and she's going to be styling my hair and things, so, you know. Okay. What's up, Miss Cork?
Well, first of all, before we begin with the madness, let me say congratulations to the people that were acknowledged for their legendary status, which was legendary Cabray Blani, legendary Darrell Dallas Chanel, legendary Maurice Abba, legendary Lil Greg, legendary Kevin Aga, legendary Mark Khan, and the Saquon. Also, now, Kelly, I don't know if you remember, but quite some time ago, it was a slight verbal altercation between me and someone else about the good boxer. And they told me that she had already been acknowledged as Icon. And they just say, no, it's really hard tonight. So I want to say congratulations to the good doctor, Ayanna Christian. I know that person will never apologize, but just the satisfaction of knowing that they were wrong is good enough for me.
Oh, okay. I know that's right, honey. But you know, it was. You know, we gonna wait for Rodney to come before we recap into the board. Rodney's at work, everybody. So once Rodney gets a free minute, he's definitely gonna text me, and I'll bring him on. So we're gonna wait until we get to Rodney. You know, before we get really into all the details of the madness. But if you out there and you was at the ball and you want to give your recap, please feel free to definitely come on. And press 1 at any time, and you know, and give us your recap. I would love to hear y'all recap of the ball. I can only give what you know, or what I heard, or you know, what was text to my phone during the night of the ball. But honey, I just heard, and I seen it in the chat room. I heard Enrique, if you out there, you listening, I would love for you to press 1 and to come on the phone, and I would love to definitely speak with you, honey. But I heard that the Revlons went off with his head. Alexis? Yes, I heard they want his head on a silver platter. I don't understand.
Wait, Kelly. Because, see, I'll be missing a lot of things during the day. When did Enrique leave the group?
When did Enrique leave the group?
Yeah.
Tea Party, I know y'all out there and y'all listening. Alexis has some questions for the Tea Party cast. Feel free to definitely please press on.
Jason, Mark, Tiffany,
J-Rock,
London,
Michi.
Somebody please come here, please. I need some questions. I need some answers to my question.
Well, you know, we would love to have the Tea Party cast come on, and, you know, Alexis has some questions that she needs answered.
Yeah, right now. Oh, this phone is... No, it's just a...
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, I guess they're not going to come through, honey, and answer your questions.
Don't worry, I'll get the answers I need.
Honey. I guess I don't know. They're not coming through, honey. The Tea Party cast is being really shady, honey. But I know they're out there listening. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say on this set. But, Harold, if you out there listening, Harold, can you please feel free to press 1 because I know you out there listening, Harold. Press 1, Harold, and come up here on the line, Harold, because a lot of people have a lot of questions that they would like to ask. I want to say congratulations to myself for definitely winning Mrs. Adetowna. And I want to say congratulations to my nephew, Corey, for definitely winning Mr. Adetowna. Congratulations, Corey. Hold on, I got a caller. 302-94, your live on the air. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Now, who has the picture of... Oh, everybody has that picture, girl, for that person in the chat room. I don't know what's going on with the girls. The girls want to sit here, and the girls want to act PC, but say, I can't
you
really
know
talk
what,
about
Kelly,
the
it's
ball.
So funny that it was so funny that you said it, because remember we was just in a group the other night. Everybody had so much to say about the new legends that were being seen. Where's the icon, Laura Spears? Let's get her on the line.
I wish we could get Laura Spears on the line. Laura Spears, you know what, Miss Saint, you need to get you what you need to do for Monday night, Laura Spears, if you're out there and you're listening, you need to find you a fab motherfucking representation, Miss Saint, that can come up here and you have all your notes and everything already written out for the person, Miss Saint, and have them come up on the show and talk for you, Miss Laura Spears, since you don't come up on the show. I would love that, Miss Saint, because the girls be acting like they can't talk, Ms. Thang, and I don't understand. Everybody has so much to say when it comes to being offline and off camera, Ms. Thang, but then when it comes to doing the show, no one has anything to say. But, bitch, y'all play with me if y'all want to, Ms. Thang, girl. Y'all know I'm going out for Nana birthday, Ms. Thang, so y'all play, Ms. Thang, if y'all want to, Ms. Thang, girl. And I still got to put on my paint, Ms. Thang. I'm still getting my hair wonkered and everything right now, and I still got to put on my paint. Y'all play with it if y'all want to, honey. Y'all be waiting for the tea party for a recap if you play with me. Okay. Ain't nobody got time for that. Okay. Yeah, so let the girl say it's done.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I thought I was done. So the girls want to sit here and play. Boop. Mm-mm. I don't know. So. Hey, man, I don't know, Alexis. I don't know what the girls is giving.
That's
the girls is being real quiet.
Wow.
Huh?
That's fine. We can go, girl. You know I don't mind.
Yeah. Are you coming out?
Girl, no. I got. She got to be to work at 9 o'clock.
Oh, Miss A. Girl, you could do it, Miss A.
Please. What do I look like, Miss A?
Hold on.
That shit?
404-698, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Excuse me?
I said, hey, girl.
Who is this?
This is your nephew.
Oh, this is the father.
What's going on? Hey, mom.
Hey, son. Hold on. Hold on, Rodney's ready, honey. Rodney's ready. Hold on. Country.
What's going on, T?
Nothing much, just chilling.
Oh.
Honey, phone is really doing a number over here, honey. We get a Rodney on the line. Hold on.
Hello. Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drink,
call them up.
Put your drink,
call them up.
Put your drink,
call them up.
Put your drink,
let's go, let's go.
Put your drink,
call them up.
Put your drink,
call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drink up.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing. Sitting here with Alexis in Country.
Country. What's going on, sir?
Hey, Uncle, what's goody?
Not much. At work.
Yeah, I'm going to get ready to lay down. I got to be working 5 o'clock.
What's all this cut so far?
We ain't cover anything. Yeah, we ain't talk about anything because we don't know nothing. We only know what, you know, I really don't really make too many opinions when I'm not at somebody's ball. So, you know, I was waiting for you. We just touched on a little, you know, legends and who was, you know, we didn't really go in depth.
Okay. Well, I can go from where I started. I mean, I can start from my part. I had to work on Saturday, so I didn't get there at the beginning of the ball, so I missed, you know, all the other years and the LSS and everything. When I got to the ball, I actually started. So, you know, kudos to that. I don't know, I can't even say what time exactly started because no one told me. I just knew it was started when I got there.
It was reported that the ball started around 12-ish. It was supposed to start at 8.
Okay. So that's why I said I can't comment on somebody who might have been there. Vouch for that. But when I got there, the bar had already started. The judge's panel was already intact and everything. So I walked in and, you know, saw my way to my table. We were up front, so, you know, that was good that, you know, we definitely tried to get it in so we won't be in the back of the venue. I liked the ball. The energy could have been greater, but I did like for what it was, the competition and everything. Some people was trying to make it out to be something. It was a little warm in there. It was definitely a little warm in there. But overall, I had a good time. The drinks definitely, you know, Martin definitely has a heavy hand. So he definitely, definitely kept the cocktails flowing on him and Hypnotic.
My husband was in the bar, Rodney?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
So that was good. It was another, I didn't like the venue myself. I didn't, going to that venue makes you appreciate upscale. I know different people from, you know, the out of town people like, upscale again. We gave them a different venue this time. You know, Harry gave them a different venue. But I think once they got there and got, you know, settled in, everything was okay. But now everybody's like, oh, I wish I was at upscale. So, you know, you really can't appease everybody. But, you know, myself, I would prefer upscale. So you can maneuver, go outside, do whatever. You know, it's comfortable. It's our zone anyway. And also, it just happens to be another event going on at the same time as ours. So they were, I guess, Muslim descent or something like that. So they felt disrespectful that the men were in the women's bathroom and vice versa and stuff like that. So they made an announcement that where the men use the men's bathroom and the women use the women's bathroom because you were born a man.
So the girls had to use the men's bathroom?
Yeah. I mean, I think the ones that were horrible,
and that's fucking disrespectful. And Howard should have found out these things before he went and got that motherfucking video. Because I think that is disrespectful to the transgender woman.
I think for the ones that could push through, they might have went in the women's bathroom anyway to test their riddles against the Muslims. But for the most part, everybody was crowded into the men's bathroom. And
Ronnie, you said Muslims, Ronnie?
I think they were Muslims.
Yeah, that's what
bitch.
I heard, too, some Muslims.
Bitch.
It was like an African. They looked more African, but I think it was still Muslim. You know how they still practice the, you know, saying all that. So, but they looked like it was like an African type of thing, but they, you know, their religion was Muslim. So they felt like it was.
I hope we get a chance to talk to Harold tonight, Harold. If you're out there listening, Harold, you usually come on and talk. I hope that this year that you know that you got your coins and you're not going to come and talk with us this year, Harold. Bitch, I wouldn't know, bitch. The boy would have been the fuck off, bitch, because I wasn't going to the fucking men's bathroom, bitch. I've been in a fucking men's bathroom, bitch, in over motherfucking 17 years. Bitch, I would have went in the
well,
fucking...
Well, Kelly, that would be a sign for you to test your realness. If you say you're the fish, then you could have went in the women's bathroom.
Oh, no, I was going in the women's bathroom, baby. Well, I was in the women's bathroom.
So there wouldn't have been no issue then if, you know, those that can push, pushed, those that couldn't, was in the men's bathroom.
Most men's bathroom nowadays have only urinals.
You're right. They only had one stall. The women's bathroom had like three stalls. So once they left, I went to the women's bathroom too because it was room in there to maneuver. The men's bathroom had one stall. A lot of people was changing for their categories in the men's bathroom, so it was really, really crowded in there.
So wait, the girls had to get full in the three stalls, get changed. Girl, that was a lot going on in that bathroom.
No, it was a dressing room. It was a dressing room that I saw when I went to get dressed for business. I didn't see that at first. I just thought it was a door. But once I walked by the second time, they said it's a dressing room right there, and people were in there changing for the category. So it was a little more room to maneuver somewhere. I didn't see that room until later. But it was a dressing room as well. But people, you know how everybody else just go to the bathroom because they got the mirror there and, you know, everything like that. But as far as that, it was okay.
My sister said, bitch, please. Okay.
They had all the categories. Say it again.
They should have had film queen realness by the Muslims be the judge.
Okay.
Actually, Alexis, you was right, Mistake, bitch. That should have been how you got your tens for film queen realness, Mistake. If you could go in this bathroom, Mistake, bitch, you got your tens.
Yeah. If you get clocked, you get chopped.
They say that's a mess. Rodney, finish giving it to us.
They had all the categories. A lot of people were thinking that if the ball didn't start on time, that they wasn't going to finish. They was hearing 2 o'clock. They was hearing this and that. But that was the original time for upscale. It was 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. So a lot of people went with that and was thinking that that was the same time. But Harold assured everyone 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times that we would have all the categories. We would have all the cash given out and everything like that. So, and that's exactly what happened. So big ups to that. And, you know, so a lot of the winners was, you know, different people. Shannon Garcon, Executive Realness, Taz Garcon, Thug Realness, Deja Khan, Film Queen Realness.
Since you brought up Film Queen Realness, Rodney, somebody hit me up and they want to know, what's the tea? Why did your daughter not win Film Queen Realness of the Year?
I don't even know where to go with that. She did come to me. She was like, well, Father, I won 3 balls. And the person that won, because I wasn't there again, the person that won, only won, hold on 1 second, y'all. Okay. The person that won only won 1 ball, even though it was $1,000, it still, you know what I'm saying, should go by any other city. The most wins should be the other year, regardless of how the amount of money it was for 1 win or whatever. But in D.C., they do put everybody down. They do allow everybody to vote on what they feel is, you know what I'm saying, the product of Tim Green Realness for that year, or all the categories itself. So I'm not going to knock the system that's been going in place, but I did feel her pain when she said, you work hard to get other years by walking balls to be recognized, but one person can win 1 ball and then get other year over. You know, since something I paid my money 2 more times than her and walked 2 more times than her. So she felt, you know, she did feel kind of hurt.
Y'all girls, the girls got discrepancies, honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Realness with a Twist. Realness with a Twist was Nelly and Jay Khan. It was a lot of issue with that as well. A lot of people were chopped. But Harold said once one of the people got chopped, came back and battled first, was the first battle, whatever. He still lost the battle. But once he came back, he said it would have been slighted, and people start complaining about, well, he got chopped, he's walking. So Harold brought everybody back for Twist, because originally I was, you know, saying something, Harold, like, what did they just stand here and get judged for if you're going to bring everybody back? They could have just lined them up in the back and just had Twist and not Realness with a Twist and did 2x2 and let's get it over with. We judged all 30 people for their realness. About 15 got chopped, but then they all were brought back. But he explained it that one person who got chopped snuck back in the line and battled, so he had to be fair and bring everybody back. So that's how that went as far as that category. Because at first we saw the people were being chopped for their effects and their looks and stuff, but the judge that did the majority of that chopping said he chopped strictly on the realness.
And who was that?
Marquise.
Oh, Marquise Ebony. They said he chopped about 25 people, honey.
Yeah, Marquise was doing his thing.
They said he was hammering the children, honey.
Well, like I said, when you're on the panel, I try not to say anything to a judge, because I damn sure don't want no judge or somebody else saying something to me when I'm judging. So, you know, you damn if you do, you damn if you don't.
Marquise, if you out there listening, get off my Facebook. If you out there listening, Marquise, call in. I want to hear your opinion on why you was chopping all these children.
I saw him on Facebook earlier. He definitely said he chopped them for realness and not for effects. You know, he really didn't look at the effect. He looked at the realness, and he scored accordingly to that.
What category was this?
Realness with a Twist.
Okay.
It wound up being just Twist.
Hey.
Let me see what else. Team Realness was won by Rich and Damo, Rich Prodigy and Damo Khan. They battled Father North Carolina Chanel, Soulja Boy, and Julius Revelar. And Rich and Dama Wong. I'm with a tiebreaker. And then also Team Sex Siren. Say it again. Enrique. That's going to be a topic. That's going to be a topic, too. I'm going to finish with the next category was Team, what the next category? Next category I'm going to discuss was Team Sex Siren, which was won by Martin Aga and Tank Mugler. The final battle with them was Santonio Revlon and Antonio Blahnik. And again, tiebreaker.
Let me say this. I can't really picture Tank right now, but my husband is fine. But that damn Santonio and Antonio, that was a nasty motherfucking combination. You hear me?
Yes, yes.
And Enrique served the house of Revlon and Blondie. Okay.
He ain't see it, bitch. Well, that's why he ain't break. When he broke the tie, he picked who he picked.
Kelly, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do it.
But different individuals felt like, well, they said he heard Enrique say some derogatory things towards the House of Revlon. Don't know if it's true. I didn't hear it. I'm just going by what the representative told me.
I heard Rodney was, when he broke the tie with, and I did not know that was Soulja Boy that was walking with him. When he broke the tie, he snapped as to say, you know, bitch, you just got served.
Because I kept looking at the clip to see if I could get an indication of that. I didn't. And also I heard that he was speaking negatively about Bella Revlon as well when she was walking
Queen,
right? The performance. So yeah, right. She's a film queen. So I don't know if it's true or not.
But you looked at, but he wasn't he the one that broke the tie with Bella?
I think the best tie was Bam. I think it was Bam for that. I don't know. I'm not sure who broke the tie for that.
Oh, because
I think it was Bam.
And Enrique was on the other end.
Yeah, Bam broke that tie. Bam broke that tie.
Hey, Bam. How you doing, Bam?
But yeah, it was a lot of little. It wasn't any altercations with coming up to the judges. It wasn't any. Ruckus or anything of that nature. So it was a very typical ball set, you know, shade, like, you don't see it or whatever, why you don't see it. Basic, you know, the basic ballroom shade, not anything that would escalate or anything into a brawl or anything of that nature. So that was good as well. But we normally don't have that in D.C. anyway. So, you know, the powers that be allow us to pretty much carry on and deal with the balls and get it over with.
You know what I find is so funny? People always want to feel a shade when it's their house, but when it's somebody else's house, oh, well, girl, how was the shade? Bitch, it's just the same way it was shade to your house when it was your motherfucking turn. Don't sit in here and act like y'all bitches don't understand what the fuck is going on. Fuck out of here.
Somebody wants to know, but we would have to ask Harold, but Harold is not on the phone line. Why was he on the panel anyway to break a tie?
Robert, who on the panel? Okay.
Enrique on the panel anyway.
Harold have to answer that one. I mean, I guess you asked him to be a judge. The only thing I could think of.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Well, you know, baby, when I was getting the list of everybody as it was going on and everybody was winning, and I was getting the list of the houses that was winning the categories, I told them, I said, please give me a picture of the panel, because it had to be a lot of D.C. people on the panel, because there was a lot of D.C. houses that was winning, honey. And when they sent me the picture, I gave them, like, oh, yeah, I see. And then I told them, they was like, you want any more names? I was like, don't send me no other name. It was no shade to none of the houses. Congratulations to all of them that won. Congratulations to the Cons. Congratulations to the the Balenciagas. Congratulations to the Garcons. I told them, bitch, don't send me no more motherfucking names, Miss Thing, if it's not somebody outside those three houses. Because the first motherfucking 12 names I got, it was either Khan, Garcon, or Balenciaga. I said, don't send me no more motherfucking names unless it's a different house that's winning.
But the thing is, Kelly, those houses, for some of the people that were walking, not even from D.C., I mean, they have house representation in D.C., but like Jay's from Chicago. He's a car, but he's from Chicago. Let me see. Some of the other people that was when they wasn't even like from D.C. area. They just happened to have a house, their house, and they came to support their house. Another person who won Virgin Vogue, he's from fucking Indianapolis. So, you know, it is what it is. They just happened to come here to support their house. The Prodigy was from Philadelphia, you know, New York, places like that. So it was varied, but it just happened to be those houses.
Somebody hit me up and said, child, it was a motherfucking, it was a Con, Aga, and Balenciaga ball.
Go ahead, Alexis.
Listen, let me ask you a question, Uncle Rodney. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The category says only one winner, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You got a lot of contestants. The first two people are in the same house. Now, just me being the person that I am, why would you make the same house go ahead and battle off top that eliminates their chances of winning?
But would that be the schoolboy realness category?
Of course it is.
Okay. The first two people, because I try to watch and try to listen to everything that goes on in the ball, so I can give an accurate account of what happened.
Hold on. Chanel is not mad. We just want.
What happened was, Hella said, line up side by side. We're gonna do two at a time. So everybody lined up. Just so happened the two Chanels stood next to each other. Like you don't know you're in the same house.
TJ said, him and Damien was by each other, and Malcolm and Rich was right behind them by each other. Well, when TJ went to go move, they made them go ahead and go up there and battle. So Rich and Malcolm got a chance to move and not battle each other. But I did hear him say,
well, I don't know you're in the same house, so why would y'all stand next to each other if you're in the same house? So I guess he saw them down there and whatever. I just saw the two Chanels come up to battle each other. I did see that. The first two were two Chanels. I did see that.
And let me tell you, let me tell y'all Vogue Femme something. Y'all Vogue Femme girls, y'all don't know how to do that when you got to pick your battle shit, Miss Sang. I watched the motherfucking clips, Miss Sang, here on Boardroom Throwbacks, okay? Bitch, you don't let that bitch that just got finished Vogue and Miss Sang sit back down if you can pick who you want to pick. You pick that bitch that just got finished Vogue and Miss Sang, she already out of breath. These girls don't know how to do it, but I would have picked that bitch that just got finished bogus. She would have gagged.
Yeah. I've seen it done maybe one time when somebody got somebody like that. Because they really, you know, they all in fairness and love in their category, so they want to pick a fresh battle. Or they pick one somebody they really don't use and stuff like that. It sounds like, you know, you're my friend, you're my sister, but you just got through voguing. Hopefully you're tired. I can eliminate you. I can sit down.
Yeah, exactly, bitch. Honey, the next bitch, come get that bitch. Alexis, the girls want to know why you mad that Chanel gets that.
Oh no, I'm not mad. Not at all. I'm just far from mad. Payback's a bitch that calls her sister, so I'm not worried.
Honey, okay. Cause my sister says she comment, honey. Okay. Bitch, Chanel. I'm gagging. We ain't got no callers. Nobody got nothing to say, girls. I like it this way, but say, go ahead.
The girls is trying to talk about y'all throw chairs, bottles, and tables. Do you remember Atlanta?
I guess everybody seems to be, you know, comfortable with the ball, I guess, and the turnout there, you know, we had the ball, they had all the categories, and then they went to the after party, had a nice time there. I want to tell RJ, when we just left the ball, we did not want to go to no party and hear no more fucking ball music. We was pissed. But, you know, all in all, he changed back to hip-hop and stuff. We was all right with that. Also, big shout-out to, you know, I'd like to give a shout-out to my family for definitely coming down to support me in the D.C. Philadelphia father and Philadelphia and New York father came down. Kenyon Judge, Dominique Judge, Rich won Team Realness.
I know.
Rodney, did you walk something?
The house.
Palm Realtors house?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it was then. Okay.
Hold on, we got a caller. 443-691, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
Not much. Well, since y'all are not talking about the ball, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
My question is, I'm sure you saw on, like, you know, on Ballroom on the page today that everyone is talking about Ballroom Throwback took down a video or something.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know why did they take it down? I didn't see it yet, and what you think about them taking it down?
Well, I don't know what video y'all talking about, because I really don't watch the videos and I really don't be in the room. But I was told about it this afternoon. I was told about it right before I got ready to do the show. So I don't know what video you're talking about. I have to go and look at the post and see what y'all talking about.
They said a video. I was reading the post, Kelly. It's some video that they took down.
Well, I don't know. I gotta go look. I didn't see the video. I didn't see the video or the post. So I have to go and check. I gotta go and check it out.
Okay.
So, but I'm gonna definitely go check it out. I'm gonna find out for you. But it's 14 minutes after 12 o'clock. I want to wish my grandmother. She would have been 75 today. It's her birthday. I want to wish her a happy birthday. And I also want to wish my cousin, the icon, the sinister, sexy Sanaya Ebony, a happy birthday. It's after 12 o'clock, and it's her birthday. Okay. Hold on. We got another caller. 510-575. You're live on the air.
Just listening. Sorry.
Thank you for just listening. Okay, back to Rodney. Rodney? Alexis?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Rodney? Rodney must be put on some hold. Nobody got nothing to say, nothing about anything, honey girl, please. I'm about to go put my eyebrows on that. I already got my foundation on.
I don't be in it all day. But then I read a post with something Gary LeBage said something about reading him, and it was something about some ball at Webster Hall. This other guy, he used to be a Chanel. I can't think of his name right now. But he said something about he called Webster Hall, and they don't have nothing going on for that date or something.
I don't know what date they talking about.
Hold on, shit.
Hold on, we got another caller. 404.
Black and white, and it was silent movie. I liked it a lot.
Really?
Yes.
It was long. 404-642,
yeah,
you're live on the air.
It's kind of based on a fairy tale story.
Mm-hmm. Child, ain't nobody got time for that. Okay. Press 1 and come. So when is this ball supposed to have been, Alexis, or B?
Hold on, girl. I'm looking for the information.
Hold
okay,
on. 773-778.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
This is Devin from Tea Party Tuesday. How you doing?
Hey, Devin.
Oh, y'all giving in on the dirt for Miss Red, so I'm trying to get y'all this dirt real quick for real fast in a hurry.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm at work. I had to go. What's going on?
Give it time.
Okay, this is supposed to be a stunning show. The ball is supposed to be May 30th. Now, it's supposed to be an RSVP ball. You can't even see this ball invitation unless she sends it to you or unless you're invited to come to the ball. She's supposed to be throwing this ball with a couple of other gals here and there. It's supposed to be in New York City, and the girls do say they're supposed to be in Webster Hall. Now, the girls are calling and saying they call Webster Hall, and Webster Hall does not have that on the books for no ball. Now, no shade, girls.
Huh? Who will be having a ball on a Thursday? That's my birthday.
Well, that's the date they had deal.
And who's I missed the friend to begin the conversation?
Your good friend, Red Legend.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did hear something about that.
So she's supposed to be throwing it. Apparently the girls got it lined up. Now the judges are supposed to be, and y'all can find out, according to right now, the judges are supposed to be Vinoy Chanel, Portia LaBeija, Johnny Moschino, Michael Dupree, Kim Princess, Cesar Valentino, Luna Khan, Erica Lua, Danielle Ninja, and Beverly St. Laurent.
What's Chanel supposed to be judging?
What? Vinoy is actually supposed to be the head judge. See, you giving. They say it's by invitation. They say it's by invitation only event. All guests must RSVP by Wednesday, May the 15th. Individuals walking must sign up for categories. They plan to walk by May 30th.
I'm still trying to find out what Chanel this is that's supposed to be judging.
Oh, well, baby girl, we don't know, honey. Oh, Miss Little Jackie Washington, she sent me a thing, and she said, Kelly, why do you congratulate Vonna for winning Realness with a Twist of the Year?
Y'all know she'll be here.
Yeah, you know, baby. If you knock, she will come. Honey, so... But I hear nothing about this ball. I ain't seen the invite. And if I did see the invite, I probably denied it anyway because I deny all invites. But I want to tell everybody, I want to tell all y'all Realness with a Twist, boys. West New York is having Realness with a Twist this weekend. $1,500, honey. Baby, the flyer is circulating. It's on Facebook, honey. And I will be in the building this weekend, honey, okay? Coming up to West New York this weekend, honey. So, girls, be out there, bitch. Mother's coming through. And I want y'all bitches to give me a motherfucking show. Tony Pachotti and my sister Kiki Garcon is having a big-ass motherfucking ball this weekend, and it's motherfucking going down. And a bitch will be in the motherfucking building. How you doing?
Let me get the legend on the phone and see if you want
to go. Okay. Yes, it's $1,500, honey, and I'm going to be in the building. Yes, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods, baby, so come on out, honey. Let's get it popping, honey. I'm coming through. I didn't hear nothing about that Red Legends ball, Miss Thing Girl. But any bitch that think y'all going to get some money or get going to get an effect, bitch, girl, y'all going to gag, Miss Thing. Honey, y'all gonna fucking gag, honey. Baby. Honey. Bitch, I don't know, honey. Where's Harold? Can somebody please text Harold and get Harold on the phone? Miss Thing. Because everybody, the girls want to know, was those, Rodney, did y'all have to, the girls want to know, Rodney, did y'all have to pay for those tables or was they free?
Yeah, we had to pay for them, $200.
Oh. Bitch, Harold, you made a pretty penny, honey. Because Miss Thang,
no.
Bitch.
This
what?
This is the first time I heard something about the tables.
Miss Thang, you ain't see those tables on camera, Miss Thang, girl. They had a 99-cent bag of chips, Miss Thang. They had a fucking sandwich platter, Miss Thang, bitch. And they had some fucking annihilators and Twizzlers.
Listen, Kelly. We know who did subcontract
there. Oh, yeah, you know, I didn't have anything to do with that. Harold, you should have called me. That's baby.
Well, there was more events that happened over the week. I mean, you know, like during the week before the show, we had the Battle of the Legendary Face Divas in Atlanta. We didn't talk about that. Day-Day Khan had a ball on Friday. We didn't talk about that. What's going on, guys? We losing it tonight?
I didn't know all of that happened. Yes. Oh, that was a nasty battle between Mariah and
Oh, bitch, they got the whole lyrics. Vanoy Chanel. Who the hell is Vanoy? I ain't never heard of her. I could be wrong.
Hold on, my inbox. Oh, hold on. Somebody just sent me the invite. I just got
up. I'm looking at it now.
I'm looking at it right now, too. May 30th, that's on my birthday. That's on a Thursday. The red carpet is from 5 to 7. Admission is $25 to get in, Miss Thang. Ooh.
I don't know who Vanoy Chanel is.
Ernie, I got it. Thank you. Thank you, Niecy. I got it. I'm getting, oh, but ain't got no cash on, ain't got no cash prizes on here, though. And it's $25 to get in.
Job, please. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was asking me.
Well, why they ain't got no contact? Why they ain't got no contact number on here to contact nobody?
Because bitches are set up, duh.
Miss Thang, the girls need to stop their shit, Miss Thang.
Okay, let's get to the battle. Let's get to the face battle. It's no shade.
Yeah, let's get to that battle, Miss Thang. It was the legendary Butch Queen and Drag Diva. Mariah. What?
Vanoy is one of the old school children. Okay.
It was the legendary diva herself, Butch Queen and Drag Diva, RuPaul's Drag Race, Mariah Balenciaga versus the overall Manola Blahdy. What?
I thought you was about to be catty. I want to say this. There's no shame to tempers. But Mariah was motherfucking sitting. It's no shame.
If you ask me, bitch, I think Mariah should have won. And it's not even that, and not because the fact of, you know, me and Temperance don't see eye to eye and everything. But Miss Temperance looked like everyday realness, Miss Thang. Miss Mariah was motherfucking sitting, bitch, okay?
But, you know, my other thing is cutting. The fact that Mariah is a bush queen up in drag and is a boy every day and paints like that, what makes it so over for her.
But you know what? No, you know, bitch, I gag, Miss Thang, because the way when Mariah cleans up so motherfucking good, Miss Thang, to have to grow a full motherfucking beard the way she does,
yes.
Miss Thang. And she takes that shit off, Miss Thang, and she put that makeup on, Miss Thang, and those jewels, and the hair, and the dress, and everything, and come through like that. Mariah gives you motherfucking femme queen motherfucking tears when she's out there with these girls. And it's no shade, Miss Thang. Miss Temperance is a lovely girl, Miss Thang. But that night, Miss Thang, it was shade on Mariah. Mariah should have won. Why is everybody quiet?
So we're just listening to your comments.
Yeah.
No, I got an inbox. I'm looking at this shit. No. To the person that just sent me that link, that page is gone. Hold on. Let me click it again.
Yeah, they, Regina Georgia said, Rodney, what are you talking about? Stop lying. The ball was a scandal.
Bitch, I just went to that page and logged me out. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Girl, don't click on that link again, girl.
Let me see.
There's a virus.
They're trying to show me whoever this Vanoy person is, and when I clicked on the link, it logged me all the way out.
Oh, I thought you was clicking on the link for that thing that they sent you for that ball, Miss Thang, girl. You click on that link, girl, it's going to have all your computer information, girl.
Bitch, please. I'm on my iPhone.
Oh, because you know how... Oh, girl, that's even worse, Miss Thang. They have your whole contact information and everything, girl. Bitch, you know how fierce the girls are, Miss Thang, with these viruses and shit, Miss Thang. I want to send a big shout-out to Boston's Finest and to the FBI. And Homeland Security and everything.
What?
And that little 19-year-old motherfucker, Miss Thang, girl,
oh,
honey. And I think they need to put his ass to motherfucking death, Miss Thang, okay? Bitch, they should have killed him along with his brother. But, bitch, at least we got one. The cops killed one. At least one to get a lethal injection or the motherfucking chair.
Oof.
You okay?
Hold on. Hold on, I'm looking for the link now. I just had the link.
This is looking for the link, honey.
No, I'm looking for the link for West New York. Somebody just sent it to me.
Yes, can y'all send me? They sent me the link for. They sent me the link for. I got the link for Sunday's ball. Can you please send me the link so I can read all the categories off for the ball on Saturday? Cause Sunday they didn't pay. They didn't pay for promotion, but Saturday did. So can you please send me the link for Saturday so I can read all the categories off, please? Thank you.
There you go, Kelly.
Oh, you put it in my inbox?
What phone are you on?
On Mother Kelly. I got, okay, on Mother Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, because I need to get the Saturday leg, Ernie.
Girl, why I can't find you?
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, I don't know why. Hold on, I'm about to send you a message. Hold on, somebody is sending me a message on my other, I'm on both of my pages, too, because I'm on both of my iPhone. But somebody is sending me a message. Hold on, I'm not.
Delay.
Oh, hold on. Wait, somebody just sent me. Oh, and yeah, Harold, I need you to call in here, Harold, because I have questions, Harold, not about the ball, but somebody just hit me up and said Mariah is not a Balenciaga anymore. She's a 007.
Well, when they called her out, Mariah Balenciaga at the ball, she came on out.
Ooh,
calm
down,
okay.
No, I mean, I'm not calling them, just saying what happened at the ball.
Okay, I
and
got the link.
But she must have left Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Saturday, April 27th, is the People's Choice Ball given by Western New York mother Kiki Garcon and overall father Tony Pichardi. Grand prize is, honey, hold on, they got Butch Queen Face for $250, open to all performance for $500, Butch Queen Runway for $500, Team Sex Siren, one male, one female for $500, Female Figure Face for $500, and grand prize of the night is Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, okay? Yeah. So is this category Realness with a Twist? They got to get their tens. They got to get their tens for realness and then come back and twist, or is it just twist? But it says Realness with a Twist, so I need to know. Honey, I'm going to have to. Kiki, if you listening, because that's my sister, if you listening, Kiki, text my phone and let me know, do they got to get tens for realness and then come back and twist, or it's just twist? Honey. So, but I would definitely be up in West New York, honey, and the ball is at the Holiday Inn, Buffalo downtown. I would definitely be in Buffalo. How you doing?
Your grandchild is a disrespectful little child. I'll let you know that.
You gotta get tens for realness. That's from Tony's mouth. Okay. Well, bitch, a lot of girls ain't gonna be walking there.
Well, ma'am.
Oh, hold on. What are you on my ball, my shit for? Okay. Hold on. Oh, I seen it, honey. I seen it. I'm gagging at them, honey. I'm really gagging. Honey. Baby, they hitting me up, Miss Thing. They saying Harold, those tables was a kiki. Harold's not going to talk, honey. Harold got his coin, so he don't give a fuck what y'all girls say.
No, that's
he got
not
his
true, Kevin, because you know, Harold got, they got the house ball coming up this year. I'm sure Harold's not that type of person.
Well, baby, we done been on for an hour, and Harold hasn't called in here yet or pressed one or anything, honey. And the girls is giving the Harold tables kiki. The girls is giving you is that they posted pictures and everything, honey. But my son, congratulations to my son, Rock Garcon, because he definitely won best dress. And he said the sandwiches was good on the Garcon table.
The sandwiches were definitely good and fresh. Jack forced me to eat one.
He said the sandwiches was definitely good. So even though all y'all had was the sandwiches, the pack of cookies and the 99-cent potato chips, Miss Singer, y'all now ladies and Twizzlers, Miss. At least the sandwiches was good.
It just sounds crazy when you say it, man.
Wait a minute. This is a table.
What happened, Alexis? You got some tea?
No, girl, I'm looking at this table.
Oh, you gagging at this table?
No comment.
And to my girlfriend, Miss Laura Spears, Miss Stay, I see that you have so many different pages, Miss Stay. You have so many fucking pages as administrators in your group. Do not put all those pages. Don't put all of your pages as administrators, Laura Spears, because when the girls get your room closed down, they block all of those pages that you have as administrators. So don't put all your pages up. They only put one. Hold on. We have the icon. The overall father himself, Harold Balenciaga, is on the airwaves with us. Harold.
What's up, Kelly? Congratulations on your award of most supportive.
Oh, thank you.
You were tied with the Icon 20 Revlon for that award. But
okay, all y'all girls that's been sending me these inboxes and everything, honey, have been knocking on Harold's door, Miss Thing. He's here now. So if y'all want to press 1, Miss Thing, or y'all want to continue to send y'all inboxes over, but I would like for y'all to take and come on the show, Miss Thing. He's here, but I know y'all ain't going to come over, so the inbox, y'all can send the inbox, because I know y'all not going to come on. He's here.
What questions were there, Kelly? This will be brief. I'm not going to be
well,
like that long.
So one question that the girls had, I didn't say. They wanted to know, where did you get those trophies from? Because the girls was complaining as soon as they touched the trophies, they broke. The girls wanted to know, was those tables free, Ms. Say, because they should have been free.
Kelly, let me say this. I'm not going to go back and forth and debate with individuals in regard to the quality of anything. In this ballroom scene, what we've learned is the people that complain the most are those that typically, you know, really didn't get a trophy. It might have been someone that ran up and tried to grab one of the trophies that was left over. And that was probably an individual that, you know, hadn't walked anything. And, you know, they were fighting with somebody over the trophy, and they probably broke it. And that's probably what happened. I mean, when it comes to tables, Kelly, you've been a person that's serviced numerous hosts in the ballroom scene and providing things for tables. So you know that people aren't happy. You could put filet mignon on the table. They would say that, you know, the steak was too tough or it wasn't done well enough. You could you know, do numerous things. So basically, when it comes to tables, the cost of tables in the ballroom scene is not about what's on it. It's about you're paying for premium seating. When you go to Madison Square Garden to watch the Knicks play, you know, you can have popcorn in section 400 or you can have popcorn in section 100. But we're having the ability to have a seat and sit in certain sections actually dictates the price. So, anyone that knows, the platters on the table came from Wegmans. Wegmans is a high-end grocery store. And like I said, you know, the bread was freshly baked. The sandwich meat was freshly cut. The cookies were freshly baked that day, you know, by the chef of the store or whatever the case. You know, he was excited about the whole thing. I've long got past the point of, you know, listening to peons that basically actually weren't there, probably looked at a picture or whatever the case. Usually the people that complain are the ones in the houses that didn't pay any house dues, and, you know, it was a leader in the house that actually paid for the table. So, you know,
it's nothing for me to answer as far as those questions are concerned. So what else was of concern, you know, to the people? Because, you know, there were certain people that called this radio show all the time that complained about ball start times in Washington, D.C. Caesar will tell you, you know, in the 9 o'clock hour, there were probably eight people there. You know, the girls wanted the ball early. You know, I went outside of upscale to find a venue for the folks where, you know, they still would not be in the hood, you know, and the ball would start early. The girls still wanted to pile in when they wanted to. So it's a no-win situation with this community. Don't demand better if when better is presented to you that you don't adhere to.
That's the only problem. And the other problem they had, Harold, was the girls, the fem queens, or, the, you know, had to go into the men's bathroom.
Kelly, you were not in Washington, D.C. That is not true. Okay.
Oh,
Hold on one second. The instructions were that no men were to go into the women's restroom. Unbeknownst to me, there was another event scheduled there. Okay, so there were women there, there were whatever. However, the transgender people in our community, you know, look as women. They, you know, so as far as they're concerned, it was no comment made about them or whatever the case is not, because a person doesn't know if what their actual biological gender is. So basically, there were people, butch queens, that were in the bathroom, you know, getting dressed, and these women were coming in. You know, they didn't know, you know, that particularly whether it was gay males or whatever the case, all they know is that it was an African-American male in the bathroom, and, you know, they weren't comfortable. I don't think anybody that's listening to this radio or whatever, their mother, their aunt, their sister would be comfortable going to utilize a bathroom, you know, with a bunch of men in there. So it had nothing to do with the transgender individuals, and it's sad that, you know, whoever tried to twist the situation and attack the people in our community to make it seem like it was about the transgender individuals when it was actually about biological butch queens that walk up and down the street as men every day, not about transgender women.
You ain't have to say I wasn't at the ball. I know I wasn't there. I'm only reading what they said. I'm only going by what they said, baby. I was not there, so I wouldn't know, baby, but, you know, baby, but from how it looked and those pictures that I seen from Ballroom Throwbacks, it looked like only about five of the girls that was in the building should have been allowed to go into that woman's bathroom anyway. But that's only my opinion.
Mercy. But, okay, what other complaints did they have? Because, you know, last I checked, you know, we got through every category, which I thought was, you know, something that was a paramount concern to people. There were no fights. There were no arguments. You know, the security staff was respectful of people. The judging was fair for the most part.
How do you feel about Enrique judging Harold, since you brought up judging and the Revlons went off with his head?
Well, you know, I didn't pay attention to Enrique's judging specifically. I do know that no shade to Enrique. The only reason that Enrique was put up there, you know, as far as I was concerned, was because the Chanels did not have a judge on the panel and they had a lot of people walking. So I needed to keep an odd number of judges. I did ask Jack if they, if, you know, there was a Mizrahi judge available. There was not. Jack was like, you know, they were fine. And I didn't see any other house that I specifically could bring up when I looked for Racine. You know,
but Harold, if you wanted a Mizrahi judge, Harold, you should have asked them prior to the ball.
Well, Kelly, I mean, when you pulled your usual, whatever.
Harold, are you going to let me respond
to your question?
Harold, you want to play a beat, but
you don't want me to dance to it.
No, Harold, listen, Harold. If Harold, and I said this plenty of times, even if I'm going to somebody's event, Harold, I deny going to their event because I don't want everybody knowing where I'm going to be at before I get there. A bitch might be trying to set me up.
Kelly, they figure it's a ball. So if they don't catch you, if they don't catch you on the 17th, they figure you'll definitely be there on the 14th. If not on the 14th, they'll get you on the 15th. So, I mean, I just think that, you know, when you click no, you said you weren't attending. So, you know, actually, Kelly, the shade is, you know, you throw shade, but when you first was acknowledged as a mother, I was one of the first people outside of the state of New York to extend a judging opportunity to you. So, you know, you're taking a shade on my part, but you know, if you look back over the years of your career.
I remember, Harold. I used to come down every month to your functions, Harold.
Right, exactly. So, you know, now, you know what I'm saying? So to click no, I'm gonna be like some of the other people in the scene. I just took it as disrespect. So, you know, that's the surfboard everybody rides on these days. It's all about disrespect. So. No, but, I mean, it's no shade. I mean, but, you know, that's why Enrique was put up there. I mean, you know, I like Enrique as a person. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, I don't have nothing against him. I'm not a fan of his judging. I'm not. No shade to him. You know, and that doesn't change anything about him personally. I'm not a fan of his judging. He may not be a fan of my judging. But, you know, however, I do feel that, you know, he's reputable, you know, as far as the scene goes. So I put him up. Now, as far as people saying stuff about him snapping and all that stuff, you know, people say certain things when they know that, you know, it'll be a catalyst to a fire. You know, Enrique is who he is, but Enrique is not a stupid person. He's not going to throw shade to the Revlons like that. You know, especially with Tony not being there and then, you know, knowing that, you know, potentially he's going to hear it later. So, no, I just don't believe all that, you know, that I saw on the internet or whatever case it's not. Not saying that it didn't happen. Personally, I just don't believe it at this point. But, you know, however he voted, you know, you know, everything is a shade in the scene, and we shouldn't take it as shade. You know what I'm saying? As sure as we all can win, you know, whether it's, you know, Balenciaga, Mizrahi, or any other house, you know, as well as we all can win, we all can lose. We know that coming in. It's a competition. So, you know, every loss isn't, you know, shade or, you know, an attack on our house. And, you know, as leaders, we need to dispel that mindset. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, everything is in shade. You know what I'm saying? So, What else was of concern?
Oh, somebody just hit me up, and they said, you picked the wrong name on the list for realness with a twist. It should have went to Mother Vonna Revlon.
Oh, well, I think that's a disrespect, and I wouldn't disrespect her like that.
Oh, I'm only reading what's coming through my inbox. So overall, Harold, how did you enjoy the weekend, Harold?
I enjoyed the weekend because the numerous inbox messages, the numerous posts on my page, the numerous text messages from people telling me that they had a good time. That is what's most important to me is that, you know, people coming to Washington, D.C. and having a good time. I think that, you know, Washington, D.C., you know, at one point had a negative reputation, and, you know, the leadership here collectively, not you know, Harold or any single person, you know, work to kind of make this a place that people can come to. Washington is probably the most central place in ballroom scene as far as geographically. And, you know, people can come here and have fun and, you know, that's what we look for. You know, that's really what we look for. And the fact that, you know, everybody got to walk, you know, there was nothing really crazy, no arguments, no fights, this and that. You know, people were able to go to after hours after the fact and, you know, whoever, you know, met up with whomever and, you know, had themselves a good time, you know. So that's what it's all about.
Okay. Hey, Alexis, do you have any questions for anybody? Because I'm in the room putting on my makeup.
Alexis? Hell.
Yes.
Rodney.
Hold on, Kelly. Did you want to give Alexis Clarence on the schoolboy realness category? Because she said the Chanels were shaded when they were allowed to walk against each other, but you changed your house members up when they was in line next to each other, right behind the two Chanels. Would you like to clear that up with Alexis while we have you on the line?
That's a lie because I told. First of all, the category.
Oh, wait! Before you start. No, I didn't say Harold switched them up. This is what I said. Damian and TJ said they were standing by each other. He said Rob and Malcolm was behind. I mean, not Rob. Malcolm and Rich was behind them. He said that when they got ready to move, y'all made them go ahead and battle.
then Malcolm and Rich moved to battle other people. He said, when he told you that they were on, that they were in the same house, you said something. It was something, I can't remember exactly what the comment was. So I was trying to figure out why.
The exact comment was, the category said, the ultimate schoolboy, there's only going to be one winner, no taking it as a house anyway. Now, Malcolm was standing there. Rich did walk off, but not because Harold told him to. Rich ran off, and my exact words to him were, if the category closes and you're not back, it's on you. So, I mean, you know, it was identified from the very get-go that the category was one where, you know, there was only going to be one schoolboy, the ultimate schoolboy. I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, someone had a gripe or complaint about the category because most people thought it was innovative and that, you know, they really enjoyed it. You know, I'm sorry that the, you know, Chanel schoolboys, you know, felt like I shaded them. Next time y'all in D.C., I'll take y'all out. We can have a happy meal together.
And, Harold, and they want to know, how did Destiny and Film Queen Realness of the Year, she only won one ball, and the Prodigy Child won three.
Kelly, you voted as well. All Harold does is list the balls and any dollar amount next to them. So basically, that's all I did. Kelly, Destiny won one ball that was $1,000. She had seven. Destiny was the only person. There were two prodigies on the list. So basically, in the same way that, you know, Malcolm and Rich were both on the list for schoolboy, and Malcolm got seven votes and Rich got six and little Tony got 11, you know, they wound up splitting the votes for somebody that might have voted for them. And if I'm correct, Destiny had seven, and the two prodigy girls, Natalie and Nina, had five each.
Oh, okay. Yes. Hold on, we got a caller. Hold on, y'all. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes. Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Yes, I have a question concerning I have a question for Harold, I believe. I want to take it back just for a few seconds to the transgender issue. Now, you stated that the transgender women were allowed to, you know, enter into the women's bathroom. Is that correct?
Okay, no. Okay, I wasn't playing bathroom monitor, so I don't know who went to what bathroom. However, okay, the concern that was raised by the people that were on the other side of the building was that they were biological males, the people that they could see that lived as males every day. There were men in the bathroom. Okay, now, one of the people that was security guards came to me and said, yeah, you know, the guys went there changing, you know, for the category. A woman wanted to go to the bathroom. She came out. She had a child with her. She came out and went and told, I guess, whoever was in charge on the other side that there were men in the women's bathroom. Okay, from there, the announcement was made that, you know, they asked the guys to clear out so the lady could use the bathroom, and the announcement was made that, you know, while the other event was going on, no males should be in the women's bathroom. Okay, we don't identify our trans women as males in the scene, so this did not apply to them.
No, I understand that we as LGBTQ people don't identify our transgendered women as men. I'm saying, based on the information that I received and based on several reliable sources concerning this matter, it was the Muslim party who were extremely homophobic and uncomfortable with the transgender women. Also, the guard alleged conversation with the manager of the event or the manager of the facility, for the most part, did not approve of transgender women in general and used that to intimidate a lot of our transgendered women. And so a lot of them refused.
Let me finish, sir, please.
A lot of them refused to use the women's bathroom just because they didn't want the shade and didn't want the confrontation and was forced to use the men's bathroom. So you said you were not bathroom monitor. My question to you is, how do you know that that did not take place?
Because the individual, two individuals on the security staff briefed me on what transpired. When I went to them after I made the announcement, I said, what happened? They told me exactly what happened at the time. Okay, one person that was on the security staff is a homosexual male, okay, and he explained to me what transpired. The other individual basically said, you know, the lady was just a little uncomfortable. She didn't know what was going on, and she didn't even realize initially that it was a gay function. So she just thought it was men in the bathroom. So the people, for it to be made to say that, you know, the people were homophobic and this and that, whatever the case, and, you know, people are quick to say that it was a Muslim function. It wasn't a Muslim function. They were African. You know, just because they're African doesn't make them Muslim. Okay, so where the homophobia came in, you know, is quickly someone put that together to, you know, say whatever, because the people, as they were going, you know, to the bathroom or whatever case, were taking the time to look in the window, and, you know, they were speaking and, you know, asking questions and whatever the case. And this is when I was over there where the people were paying to come in. They were asking different questions, and those questions were answered in regard to the nature of the event. But no one was homophobic. But I guess it's easy to say that because, you know, it's someone of a different culture. So the first thing that someone that's insecure is going to say is, oh, they were homophobic. They didn't like me.
Well, no, I don't think. Well,
but,
based on.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Okay. The reason why the homophobic term was used, based on my reports, was that, and of course, I'm sure the LGBT people who attended the event, especially my two sources, know the difference between Africans and Muslims. The reason why the homophobic term was used was that there was a homophobic slur allegedly from one of the African guests.
And I mean, okay, so basically, again, what we're saying then is that the comments of one person defined the mentality of an entire mass of people. So then basically on our side, if one person said, you know, fag or, you know, homo or whatever the case, at some course of the night, then we're talking the same thing. You know,
well, we're not actually. If the slur is coming from someone who is outside of the community, based on the appearance of someone and the judgment of their lifestyle, it is homophobic. And if that was one slur that was confirmed, if that was one slur that was confirmed, you were being not, in your quote, not the bathroom monitor, how can you detest that it wasn't other slurs by this party as well?
Okay, so we're to assume that if one person made a slur, that the entire mass felt the same exact way. Because,
well,
you,
we're not
said,
painting everyone
no, wait,
with a
excuse
broad
me,
brush.
You asked me,
are,
you asked me, you asked me
okay,
to be patient
well,
with
we're,
you.
We're talking about
okay.
homophobic. That's the
okay,
reason why
so
I said it
the
was
bottom,
a slur
the
that
bottom
was made.
Line is,
okay.
The bottom line is, okay,
mm-hmm.
in you presenting your evidence, okay, you, not me, you said there was
mm-hmm.
only one, that one person made a comment. So basically,
I said there was one,
take,
there was one, there was a statement that one
so then basically
the individual, one individual made a slur, but there was several slurs that was made. There was only one
okay,
written
so,
statement.
Okay, so now
from,
all of a sudden
a
we've gone,
no,
we've gone from individual,
no,
and now we've pluralized.
When I receive, well, first of all, Harold, as an activist in the community, when we receive reports from our office, okay, and I'm speaking to you one-on-one on this term, I don't go by hearsay. I've been an activist in this community since 1994. So we don't deal with hearsay. We address written statements that is addressed to us. When it comes across our desk, we have to investigate. We contact everyone who's involved in terms of owning the event and so on. The written statement was that there was a woman who made the slur. The hearsay statement was that there were several slurs made. So the only thing that I'm addressing is one term, which was the homophobic slur that was from the written statement. That's the only thing I'm addressing. My question is, though, I cannot dismiss, and you shouldn't dismiss, based on the fact that you were not the bathroom monitor, that if one person made the slur, that several people did not make the slurs as well, or at least participated in the slur. And, of course, we're certainly not painting anyone or group of people with a broad brush, but I said homophobia was an issue. I said homophobia was an issue, and that's when, you know, I'm bringing up the slur term. That's why I introduced homophobia into the conversation.
Okay, let me address you really quickly, okay? And I'm going to say this, and then there's nothing that I can say beyond that. Okay, as a host, as a promoter, as a person in the community, the only thing that I can do for my community is ensure that I try to put them in a place that is going to be safe, that is going to be secure, that their well-being is protected. Okay, from there, the only thing I can do at that point is hire a security staff that will ensure these things happen. So I didn't go out and get individuals that, you know, were, you know, the trade and, you know, they got done smoking and playing the PS3. I went and got police officers to monitor the situation. To make sure that, you know, the patrons of the Capitol Awards Ball were secure. Okay.
Right.
One, I did not know that there was going to be a separate event there. I was as shocked as anyone else that came in. However, I do know that the security, I had a conversation with them and said, you know, I don't know, you know, some people from different cultures, you know, sometimes have different issues with you know, homosexual individuals. So I don't know where
the fact that Africans are culture.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
I patiently listen.
Yes, you
okay.
did. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Using your own terminology, I have a coworker that I work with every day that is African.
Mm-hmm.
And she's as far from homophobic as anyone that I've dealt with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I did a tour of duty and my bunkmate was an African, and he was comfortable. So unlike anyone else's personal experiences, I can't take that broad brush and say all African people are homophobic.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, but when it comes down to it, just like whether someone's having a ball in Brooklyn or, you know, at the lab, and, you know, there are different Caribbean cultures that, you know, that traditionally have a problem with, you know, homophobia or deal with homophobia, you know, the only thing that I could do is put security in place to make sure that, you know, regardless of what's going on or who's in the area, that, you know, they're there to protect the patron. Whatever someone's thoughts are, whatever someone's feelings are, I have no way, and I don't think anyone that's listening on this phone can tell me how I can control what someone would say out their mouth or their reaction. So, however, for future reference, your concerns are duly noted, and should Harold or any other promoter in the Washington, D.C. area use this venue again, we'll ensure that, you know, there is no alternate function going on that will potentially compromise the psychological aspects of mentality of our patrons because someone made a slur.
And I appreciate that, Harold. Yes.
Harold, I just got an inbox, and it says, hold on, let me go back. It says, Harold didn't make all the money he should have at the door because the girls were passing their bands out the back. Security was letting them in for $15.
I mean, you know what? I mean, any promoter, or any business owner knows that there, you know, there's always going to be a wind tunnel. I do know, however, that when someone came to me and told me that people were coming in the back, I went to the security guard that was at the back, and I immediately let him know that, you know, if anyone came through that door that did not have on the particular wristband that matched what was being distributed by, you know, BB at the door, they were not to be let in. And that, you know, he was under the watchful eye also, so, he needed to keep that in mind. So, I mean, you know, you do what you can. You know, Kelly will tell you, you know, they've had functions at the lab where, you know, security tries to make their money or whatever the case. And, you know, this is an unfortunate reality of just outsourcing people that, you know, don't have your best interest at heart.
I'm sorry, Harold, I just wanted to thank you for answering the questions, and I wanted you to know it was not a personal attack coming from my organization or myself, but we do have a duty to protect LGBT people and their interests as well, okay?
And I thank you. And your name is?
My name is Asa Khalif. I'm the president of Racial Unity here in Manhattan, New York, okay?
Okay, and just to ask you, you know, what recommendations do you have for promoters moving forward in this type of scenario?
Well, I think also the first thing is to make sure that the venue is LGBTQ friendly. That's the first and foremost. And also make sure that it's in a safe environment, safe neighborhood for LGBTQ people. I think you handled the situation personally as best as you could, not knowing that there was a second venue there. You did everything humanly possible. But again, when we receive information and when we receive letters, we must address it, and we have to address it. So, of course, you cannot control what comes out of people's mouths. But I think in the circumstances or the cards that you were dealt, you handled yourself as professional as possible. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kelly, and keep up.
Thank you.
Hello, you still there?
Yes.
No, the Reach guy.
The caller, you want him back?
Yeah.
Okay. Caller, you're back.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm fine.
As a patron, patron of New York City, I just had a quick question for you. Do you consider the lab a safe haven for the trans and the people in New York City?
We have never received any information concerning the lab. Actually, Racial Unity was first Philadelphia-based, and we just recently branched out into the New York City area, even though we have major members there. We can only go by the reports that are given to us from our office through email, through a call, or through a letter in this situation. So whatever discrimination, or violence, or any type of attack on LGBTQ people, once it comes through our radar, we have no other choice but to address it and make sure that we ensure the safety of LGBTQ people. So I've never heard of that individual, that particular place, but certainly if there was an issue and it came across our desk, we would certainly address it.
Okay. Can you provide the listeners your web address and also the address that they can actually mail their complaints to in case there's a problem in the future?
Yeah, so we've asked everyone at this point in time to, because we really like to make sure, we get thousands of letters, and I'm all over, believe it or not. But what we ask people to do is to email us at racialunityusa@gmail.com, or you can email me directly I'll be more than happy to read each and every complaint and address it along with our staff at Racial Unity, and that's at asakhalif@gmail.com.
Okay, so, but what is your web address?
Our web address is we have our racialunityusa.com, but that is under construction at this point. But we're
trying to do now. Oh, so your website is not up at this time?
No. We've taken our website down for about 3 months now because we're restructuring at this point, and we really wanted to make it more intimate with the individuals, especially with the complaints, because a lot of them are very personal. And so we want to make sure that their identity is always concealed, and that they're, you know,
whatever issues
they're having with their jobs and so on that way. And some of them are not even out to their family. So we always want to take that in consideration and make it as comfortable as possible, and to address the issue as always. And we've always had a reference.
Do you have links on other websites where people are able to find, you know, the email address? Because now I'm just, you know, glad that this person was able to address their concerns and, you know, find you. So,
we're pretty known. This actually individual was able to, based on our media blitz and constantly out in the community for, like I said, since 1994. So it was very easy for them to, first they hit us up, hit me up directly with our email.
I'm not out of you.
And then the inbox, of course, with Facebook, which has always been a great value for us.
I really think the ballroom community should support you a little more. Are you a registered nonprofit?
Yes, we are. And this is actually, we have many friends who are participants in the ballroom community. This is the first time. We've never really dealt with ballroom activities before because you guys were always able to police each other and control the situation. Again, when we're involved not because of the ballroom issue. We were involved because there was an allegation of discrimination, and that's where we come into the play. The ballroom scene has a structured scene where they have elders that can handle that and, you know, and handle any type of violence and take care of that.
But if
there's discrimination, that's what Racial Unity has always been on board with.
Okay.
So it's mostly about discrimination, not about the ball at this point with us.
So your website, again, even though it's down right now, the time is racialunityusa.com?
Yes. And also, if anyone who would like to see any of our activities, the writings or anything that we've done with the LGBTQ community, you can easily Google me at Asa Khalif News, and everything comes up from our writings, everything we've done since 1994.
So you're based out of New York. Have you worked with any of, like, GMHC?
No, we're based in Philadelphia. We're based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So you work with Color?
And, yes. Mm-hmm. I was a part of their youth group at Color. I'm very familiar with Colors and a lot of the other defunct. Well, Colors are still operating, thank God.
Yeah,
but
because,
the other,
you know, we
defunct
like to,
organizations as well. Yeah, but Colors has been around for extremely long time, and I support them 100%. But like I said, we deal with discrimination. That's our niche, and Colors are more broader in terms of HIV education and testing and so on.
Okay. All right. Well, great. You know, we have a lot of liaisons in the ballroom community in Philadelphia. So
I'm sure it won't be hard,
you know, being able to connect with you and, you know, go over some of the, you know, phenomenal work that you've done for the community.
No, absolutely. And you can always hit me up on Facebook and we can interact that way. And whatever scheduled events that you have, please let me know, and our members will be there to support you.
Okay.
Are y'all taking donations?
Of course they are. All nonprofits take donations, Kelly. So Kelly asked me, where are you taking donations? And I was saying,
Kelly didn't ask anything because Kelly's phone was on mute because Kelly's doing her makeup.
We have
our one major fundraiser, and of course our members pay dues also, but No, we mostly fundraisers that we have, half of the proceeds go to Racial Unity USA, of course, to continue what we do with our legal funds, and the other half goes to the homeless shelter that deals with LGBTQ youth. This year it went to a hospice that was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which a phenomenal reputation. It has
for
housing those that's dealing with HIV and AIDS. This is the name is good. This is on Girard Avenue. And it's North Philadelphia based. It's been actually worked with Colors before and other organizations in Philadelphia.
No,
and
I mean, what is the name of the hospice on Girard Avenue?
I want to say the name is. I believe it's Calcutta. I'm not sure. I want to make sure I have. I don't want to give the incorrect name at this point, but I believe it's pronounced Calcutta. And it's been there. Actually, it's been on Girard 16th and I believe 17th and Girard Avenue.
Okay. Who's the executive director of your board? Who's on your executive board?
We have. Actually eight people on our executive board.
The name of the chairman?
And I just want to say also, I just want to say also that Racial Unity USA have several liaisons with the LGBTQ community.
Right. We just want to know the name of the chairman of the board.
Who's talking? Hold on.
Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
This is Ms. Laura.
Who's that other person that's on the phone line?
Ms. Laura.
It's not Laura.
I said Ms. Laura, bitch.
Excuse me?
Don't do Kelly like that.
Oh, baby, because I know everybody. I know everybody's microphone is open, so who's on the phone line? And I thank you.
Mercy.
Okay,
well,
please don't play on my time and my dime tonight, baby. You know I'm itching to hit the end button.
Kelly, do you have anybody else that has anything to address with me?
Does anybody else have any questions that they would like to address or ask Harold and say? Y'all girls have so much to say. Outside of the radio show and outside of the aftermath, honey, when y'all in my inbox and things. So do anybody have anything they would like to say to Harold? What?
10-9
Kelly, if there's nothing else, I'm going to log off.
Okay,
I'll
hit you back. Oh.
I'm just curious. Was this the first case of discrimination that came against from a ball setting that you guys got involved with, or that you heard of, rather?
Yeah, this was actually one, this was the second one, but that was not ball related. That was someone actually leaving a ball about 3 years ago, and a police officer, this was in Chicago, and a police officer, there was some sort of issue concerning that, and that was settled out of court with the individual meeting, the conflict. This was actually the first time that we, like I said, we're not a part of the, you know, in terms of policing the ballroom scene. They have their own elders to handle that. We only get involved in when we receive a letter or email address of some sort of discrimination, and that's what I had to address with Harold, and he politely answered the question, and it pretty much coincided for the most part of what the individual who initially wrote the letter said. So we're very happy concerning that.
We're glad that an organization is out there to monitor such things like that. It's definitely new to us, but we applaud any efforts that individuals make to make the ballroom scene and the scene as a whole a better place. And Harold wrote down your information.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking with again? I'm sorry.
This is Father Rodney Prodigy.
Rodney Prodigy. Okay.
I am a promoter, new promoter as well, so I'll be having events, and I'm sure I'm going to try to listen to all the advice you just gave Harold on future events myself, as I will be hosting a couple of events coming up, big events this year, and I want to make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's so I won't get a call or a letter concerning my event.
And if you have future events, please you know, again, hit me up. I'll be more than happy to pass the word to our members. I'm sure they'll be excited to come and support.
All right. Both balls will be there. Not a problem.
All right, John. You guys have a wonderful night. Kelly, again, always a pleasure. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Well.
Hello.
Why y'all?
Guys keep cackling. Why does everybody keep cackling?
Sure. Just something different, something you learn new every day, you know.
Sometimes you just hear something new every day. It's not really.
Yeah. At first, when I initially heard the conversation, I thought it was a Red Legend's brother or something.
How's the Brooklyn Marriott?
So, do anybody else that's on the phone line have any questions for the icon, Harold? Guess not.
All right, well, thank you. Again, thank you for all those that, you know, supported Washington, D.C., not just this ball over the course of the entire year because, you know, you made it one of the hottest years in the history of Washington. So thank you again on behalf of myself and all the other hosts that have hosted functions over the course of the year. So we truly thank you. And y'all, I'm going to depart now. And Regina George, thank you. I got up from the buffet, like she said.
Harold.
Regina George, yeah.
Harold.
Mm-hmm.
How much coins you made this weekend, Harold?
Bye-bye.
You know, you gotta throw that in there real quick. Okay, you know. Harold has gone and Harold has left the building, honey. Yes, we up in here, honey. So, do anybody got any tea on what happened on in North Carolina at South Carolina at Day Day's Ball? Nobody got no tea? Alexis? Rodney?
Nope, I didn't get anything.
Oh. I don't know, but say y'all girls want to sit here and play bitch, y'all girl. You know, I don't have much to say about people's roles when I'm not there. I'll read what y'all, you know, what y'all sent over, honey. But, child, I really don't have too much commentary on the ball because I wasn't there, so I have no opinion. I'll read what y'all sent over, and nobody's not sending over anything, honey, and shit. So, you know. All cash was given out, and it was fun. Okay, that's what somebody just said. All cash was given out, and it was fun, honey. Bitch. Oh, they said Day-Day, Little Jackie Washington said Day-Day Ball was a flop. They said Day-Day Ball was a flop. Oh, the ball was in North Carolina. Well, I don't know where it was at, in North Carolina, South Carolina. The Carolinas, they all the same to me, honey. How you doing? Hey.
It was a Greensboro. No.
Honey, I'm gagging at you girls. Nobody have no confidence. You listen. Y'all already know. Honey, y'all already know. Hold on. Selvin was there. I know Selvin was there. And they was on time. Oh, Selvin was there and the ball started on time. Honey, I know that's right. Okay. Well, y'all girls are sitting here playing. I don't have time for this. Everybody definitely, I want everybody, oh, hold on, my lipstick is running. I want everybody out there, it's a lot of positive things that's going to be coming along with myself and Ballroom Throwbacks, along with myself, by myself, doing other ventures and everything that's going to be happening. But the venture that's happening with myself, along with some producers, y'all want to be a part of that venture, y'all definitely have to listen. You definitely have to listen to the Wednesday night show, to the State of Emergency show, because the State of Emergency show, the people that's going to be doing this other venture, they don't like everything that goes on Monday night, and they don't like what goes on Tuesday night. They love the Wednesday night platform. So if you girls want to be a part of this venture that I'm doing, please definitely listen to the Wednesday night show. It's definitely going to be, you know, life-changing for a lot of people. And don't forget that I'm definitely going to be putting up the link for the casting that's going to be coming in May with myself and the icon, the Sinister Sanaya Ebony, and Corey Prodigy and Boardroom Throwbacks. The casting will be sometime in May. I'm going to be putting the link up for that. And it's definitely going to be, you know, life-changing for everybody. So, girls, definitely come out to the casting. You never know what may happen, honey. And don't forget to tune in to Tuesday night, where the Tea Party will definitely have their commentary of this weekend and everything they that happened this weekend, and give it in their way with their shade and their twist to everything. So definitely tune into that. Rodney, can you please tell the girls good night, because we're about to get up out of here.
All right. Quick question for you, Kelly. Is our commercial ready for 4th of July?
It's being worked on. It's being worked on.
Okay. All right, everybody. You guys have a good night. And to make sure you add Chicago for my birthday ball with Marcus and Marco, July 6th, where we will definitely be having fun. And all the cash will be presented. We will show you guys in advance, so you guys will definitely know that we have our money. Good night.
Okay. And to all you girls, in the chat room, the people that we working with, it won't be on logo. It will not be on logo, so you don't have to worry about that. It won't be on logo. So definitely tune into tomorrow night with the Tea Party cast with the fabulous diva and pioneer icon herself, Miss Motherfucking London Bridges, will definitely be live on the air with Jason, J-Rock, Tiffany, Mark, and the whole cast will definitely be on the air. And don't forget to tune in to Wednesday night to the State of Emergency show, where everything is positive, and when it comes, oh, my God. Don't forget to tune into Wednesday night, the State of Emergency show, where it's definitely all positive, and you definitely can find out some resourceful things, and we come together as a community and work and get everything together, honey. Okay? So definitely tune into that. I am the legendary Kelly Mizrahi, and I love you all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love you all for loving me. And we're going to take you away.
Wait, Kelly, wait.
What happened?
Kitty X Balenciaga, now 007?
Kitty who?
Kitty X Balenciaga, now 007?
Where that happened at?
That's what just came across my wife. But the life you might save might be your own. So everybody wrap it up. Have a good night.
Okay. Baby, I didn't know, Miss Same Girl. Harold's gone. Damn. Honey. Okay, we out of here. Let's take us away with our commercials.
Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for 100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, 150, Open to All Runway for 250, Open to All Sex Siren, 250, Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and grand prize, Female Figure Performance, for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m. $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m. LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance. No liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood. Overall Father Tony Pachacci and Mother Kiki Carson present the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, The Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, The Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Teen Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, The Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Pachocci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Pachocci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.